Hello and welcome to Ozone Live. Today our guest is Mr. Avery Jones. If you have a question for him, go ahead and comment on the Facebook Live post and your question can be heard live on the air. Now sending it over to Mr. Ozone himself, John Osier.
We are here with Avery Jones and a pretty good eye there. You knew when to wave.
Oh, you've done this before. I was just listening to her.
So okay. I got you. We were talking before we came on. It's a lot of fun right now, isn't it?
Oh, tons of fun. Tons of fun. I mean, winning makes a world of a difference. Guys are energetic. I mean, practices are hard, but, I mean, you can't really tell. We're just going out there putting the work in. So, I mean, everyone's excited to be out there. Everyone's locked in, and we're just enjoying the time.
Now, talking to a couple of guys, how tough was training camp on you guys, and how much of a factor has that been in just, I guess, the readiness, the camaraderie you guys have? I mean, there's something to that, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, training camp was tough. I mean, Coach Marone did a real good job of getting us in shape.
Now, did you think that a weekend?
Oh,
or were
no,
you
no.
saying, hey, I'm done with this guy?
No, weekend, I was like, what are we getting punished for? But I was just like, you know, we got to get through it.
Right.
I mean, in the end, if it comes, if we get the results we want, I mean, it's just going to be a thing of the past. We're going to be thankful for it. So, I mean, we're thankful for it now. I mean, we feel like we're in better shape. We feel like we compete all four quarters and then some. So, I mean, that's just the big thing we got from camping. You know, we're enjoying it. We're just trying to keep up our physicalness.
Okay, let me read something to you. Half a sack, three passes defensed, one hurry, five tackles. That's you, right?
Yep.
Well, I like how you knew that. How was Telvin player of the week and not you?
Well, I mean, you know, Telvin, he flies around a lot. You know, he's a great football player. I talk to Telvin before every game, but, I mean – he deserves it. I mean, okay. I batted the pass, but he took one to the house. I wasn't going to take no pick to the house. So, I mean, you got to give him his credit. Plus, he's always flying around the field. I mean, I can't imagine too many plays during a game where you don't see him around the ball.
Right.
So, I mean, with his energy, being around the ball and making plays, I mean, who else can get it but him?
Now, did he offer to share it with you?
Oh, no, he didn't offer. He just gave me a shout-out.
It hadn't come up?
Yeah, I appreciate the shout-out. I don't need him to share half. I want my own.
Okay, the shout-out's enough. All right, I got you. All right, we're going to go over to social and go over to Ashland.
Our first one comes from Twitter, from James Poland. What's your best joke? Calais Campbell said you're quite the comedian in the locker room.
I'm not really a joke person. I really just talk about people. And Calais is the easiest person in the locker room. I mean, you hear his voice. I get on him every time. I mean, first time. Well, I mean, we was talking about it yesterday. And Malik was saying when Calais was a free agent, he called him to, you know, tell him to come to Jacksonville. And I was like, it couldn't have been me because if I would have called you, and as soon as I heard you speak, I would have hung up because I was like, we don't need a guy to smoke Newports all day. But, I mean, I really don't have jokes. I just really talk about him all day. He enjoys it.
Now, do you do impressions?
I don't do impressions. I just get on him.
How many guys in the locker room do a Calais impression by now?
Are a lot of them doing it? At the end of practice, you know, he likes to talk to the defense and whatever. So, you know, he gets up and he's like, defense. And you hear everyone echo him. And it's like, you know, Calais, you ain't got to say it three times. You say it once, your voice echoes. So, I mean, we all, you know, get on him about that. We try to mock his voice when he brings up the defense. But other than that, we don't go too far with it.
But as much as you kid, just talk about the impact he's had and – he's a guy who walks right into the locker room in April and commands respect, but he's also earned it as he's gone on, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think the biggest thing that Calais has brought to the D-line room is I always felt like we had a collective of focused guys, but it wasn't too many vocal people.
Okay.
And what Calais is, he's vocal 24/7.
Okay.
And, you know, he knows how to lead and he knows how guys like to joke and stuff. And he lets the jokes get out the way, and then he gets right back to, you know, what we're trying to get done. And I think just his constant vocal leadership in the group and then just knowing, you know, his resume of great things he's done, it makes it easy to listen to him. And you know he's just not just talking just to talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not trying to become a leader. That's just who he is.
Right. He doesn't have to fake it.
He's... Yeah. And we appreciate him for that a ton.
I got you. Now, you've become the pregame speech guy, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Now, is that something you just sort of started on your own? Did you feel like it was time? Or how did that start?
Well, it started in Houston, and we circled up, and no one said nothing, and Calais pushed me. So, and that's where it pretty much started from there, and then I just took it over. I mean, I haven't heard no bad reviews from the guy, so hopefully I'm doing a good job in getting them jacked up for games.
Now, are you planning them now, or do you just sort of – you over there free? I mean,
usually during the week, you know, we hear a bunch of stuff, you know, from coach and stuff like that. And I usually, you know, put his message into what I say. But most of the time, I'm just speaking.
You're just freestyling.
Yeah, freestyling. Because, yeah. I mean, once we get done with warm-ups and we get into it, I just feel a certain way.
Right.
And I'm really just saying how I feel.
I got you. We'll go back to Ashlyn.
Well, this one's from me, myself, and I. I was just wondering, I was watching a throwback of Jackson 5, and I saw you guys talking tracks about the Georgia-Tennessee game, and then yes. Georgia beat him 41-0. Did you say anything to him after?
Well, first and foremost, I just want to say go Dawgs to everyone that's out there. And everyone that's just waiting on the answer to this, that's big Georgia fans, just know that Malik was a complete volunteer. And we all know, everyone knows when I say this, when they lost, he would not look me in the eye. So it was a casual day for me as a Bulldog. I mean,
41-0. What is there to say, though? It's already been said.
We had to beat them 41-0 for every yard they got on that lucky Hail Mary the year before. So I'm just glad the boys did their job.
I got you. Now, let me play a little trivia with you here. Can you name the guys on this team who have been around longer than you?
Sadies, Puzz. Sheesh, longer than me? I think that might be the only two.
Chad's the only other.
And Chad.
Chad Henney. But, so. I mean, I think most people watching this, you're the fourth most tenured guy on this team.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I saw that this morning, and after I thought about it a second, it made sense. Do you feel like the... It makes you an old man, right?
Yeah. I mean, me and Tink talk about it a lot every time we see each other. You know, we talk about, you know, last of a dying breed
because
we're the last ones from our draft class. So, I mean, especially being two undrafted guys.
That's right. That's right. Forget about
Tink. It means the world to us. And, I mean, just coming in here, I really just wanted to make myself useful to the team, you know, be on the team. And then to see I've come this far where I've become, you know, a starter now and just
right.
been here for so long, it just means the world to me.
Did you ever even remotely think about that when you're coming in, or are you just trying to stay above water at that point?
No, I'm staying above water at that point.
I got you. Ashlyn, back to you.
We got a Facebook question from Blake Bryson. What's the biggest difference between last year and this year for you?
For me personally?
Yep.
I think the coaching staff and Milo did a great job of challenging me, getting in better shape and dropping weight. And I've dropped the weight and I'm keeping the weight off. And I really think that's just a big of a difference to me. I feel like I can play longer, give more consistent effort on the field. That's the biggest thing to me.
Now, dropping weight, as a nose, did that make you nervous? Did it take a while to accept that? I know it's a big thing.
It took a while to accept it because I felt like I was doing good. And then, you know, after the whole contract thing, you know, you're thinking a little bit more of yourself.
Sure.
So when it was first said to me, I was like, I was doing this all before this. Why do I have to drop?
Right.
But, I mean, I just bought in.
Right.
I mean, Coach Marone told us his vision, how he wanted our team. Coach Wash told us how he wanted the defensive line built, how he wanted defense built. And I knew the shape I was in last year wasn't going to cut it for this year.
Gotcha. So have you seen a difference? I mean, can you see a tangible difference when you're playing where you feel it?
I feel the difference every time.
I mean,
I got this thing when I get tired. I mean, probably people that watch the game, they see me. I know my mom and my friends get them all the time. When I get tired, I put my hands on my hip.
Right.
And every time I do that, my mom sends me a text message. I have, like, a couple, like, after the game, whatever.
Oh, during the game, she texts.
Yeah. Right. So,
does she know you can't have the phone on the sideline?
Yeah, she knows. But, I mean, I get less of those texts now, so
right.
I got to be doing something better.
Now, the other big thing in the offseason, personal life, right? Engaged?
Mm-hmm. And well, I got engaged Christmas Day.
Okay, got you.
Mm-hmm.
Got you. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You got to mention that. You get in a little trouble, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mention as much as I can.
Ashlyn, anything else?
Yeah, we got a few more.
Okay.
This one from Dan Johnson from Facebook. If you could play any position on offense, what would it be, and what would you like to play the most?
Well, as it sits right now, I mean, it's not known to the public, but I'm four-string quarterback. So if I can play any position on offense, I'm playing quarterback.
Does anybody else know that, or is that just something you know?
Well, I mean, I tell Blake, and he checks out my form. So, I mean, he likes it, so I got to be doing something good.
Any quarterback in your past? Any play?
I played quarterback for like a spring in high school.
Okay.
And that was like,
Nah. What was the uh-oh part? They needed you somewhere else? Or
nah, you know, you play defense, and then you got your friends that play defense, and they see you on offense, they're going to hit you.
Okay.
And I'm not about to get hit. So it's just like, I'm going to go back to defense.
Makes sense. Ashlyn?
We got one more. This one comes with a compliment. Oh. You are a great player. What do you do mentally to prepare before games?
Mentally before games, I like to just vision, you know, stuff I have to get done. I mean, I go outside, I warm up, I do my whole thing, and then after we get done with the team stretch, I just sit in my locker, put a towel on my head, close my eyes, and I just think about all the type of blocks I'm going to get and how I'm going to play it, how I got to put my hands, how I got to keep my feet in, you know, in control with me, and just vision myself making plays I want to make. That's pretty much just how I get ready for games.
Got another trivia for you. How many guys in your original D-line room can you name?
Original D-line?
Yeah, I was looking at it this morning, and it's some blast from the past.
Are we talking like regular season roster or like first game camp?
Well, the original, I mean.
The regular season?
Yeah, regular season roster. Got it.
Okay, so we got Mintz.
Okay.
And Sin, Roy, Babin, Branch, Dederick. Who's the three behind? No, Love was gone. It was Dederick. Dederick played both inside.
That's right, yeah.
And then it was Tice. And then it was me.
And Love was there really briefly.
Yeah, Love. Yeah, he got cut week one.
And I had Ryan Davis written down, but he was practice squad all year, as a matter of fact.
So that's Ryan also, yeah.
That's a good memory. I'd had trouble pulling those. So. And you mentioned Roy, and I know you guys were close.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of an impact did Roy Miller have on you in terms of preparation, in terms of bringing you along a little bit? Because I know
major impact.
Okay.
I mean, I tell Roy all the time, I mean, I couldn't do this if it wasn't for him.
Right.
I always say, like, when I came in as a free agent, My training camp was a lot different than my college teammates.
Okay.
Because there was, you know, a lot of my guys I played with got drafted. So when they came in,
sure,
they was like guys wasn't, you know, just telling them, but they wasn't telling them. And when I got here, if I asked Roy something, Roy would stop what he was doing and he'll sit through and walk through it with me.
Gotcha.
He'd show me how to play it. When I was taking reps, he'll watch me. And if I did something wrong, he'd be the first one to tell me. And I just think, you know, I think the world of Roy.
Right. You've gone on, you realized that wasn't going to happen for every rookie, was it?
Yeah, it wasn't going to happen for every rookie. So I'm happy about that. But Roy did everything in his power to help me become the person I am now.
Gotcha. Ashlyn?
We got one. I hope you know who this is. Mario Green. Tell him his barber says what's up. Do you know this, Mario?
Yes, I know Rio. And Rio, you're always late for my haircuts. I'm not saying what's up to you.
I believe Ashlyn had another one.
Or, I do. I have a few more.
Sure.
Russell, are you looking forward to stopping Gurley this weekend?
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, was in college. You couldn't hit him in spring. So, I mean, this will be first time I really get to hit him. So, I'm looking forward to hitting him often and letting him know.
And you were there a couple years with him, right?
Mm-hmm.
How special is he in terms of what he can do? You got one here, but I know Todd's special.
Yeah, very special. I mean, when he first came in as a freshman, we knew he was good, and then, like, the first game of the year, his first college play, he took a kickoff return to the house. I always knew he was a good back. I didn't know how fast he was until I seen him on that play. I know he used to run the hurdles and stuff like that, but I didn't really believe it. But once I saw how fast he was and his vision and just the way he handled himself and how he took the success and was just very humble about it.
Gotcha.
That was just one of the things that draw you to Todd, and then he was just a great player on top of that.
Gotcha. Ashlyn?
Got one from Adam from Facebook. How much more fun is this season compared to last season?
Tons more fun. I mean, we winning games by big amounts. We took some losses we don't think we should have took. But, I mean, the year is fun. I mean, in the D-line room, we got a lot of new guys, but I try to still keep the happiness and the jokes going like we had in the past years, and then everything's just rolling. Everyone's in good mood. There's no slouching, no heads down, everyone's smiling. So, I mean, I'm having tons of fun. I mean, it's still early in the year, but I can't see the smile going away.
And Doug talked the other day about guys playing for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that every team says that, but it feels like there's an element of that that's happening this year. You feeling it?
Yeah. I think just, you know, coming together, we see how much more we can do together. Mm-hmm. And I think it really just starts when you just really look at the DB group. I mean, you see them after a play, they happy for each other.
Right.
I mean, when Gibb got his two picks after the game, I remember seeing Jalen talk to him. He was just like, I'm so happy for you.
Right.
You know, people are just happy for other people just to see people balling. And I think when you're happy for other people's success and you ain't trying to force your way to make plays, you doing your thing for someone so your teammate can make the play he's supposed to make, it just brings, you know, you happy. Because, I mean, these your brothers.
Right.
And you never want to see your brother miss a play or look bad on the football field when everyone's watching. You always want them to make that play. So, I mean, whenever I see somebody make a play, I'm happy. I mean, if I see Calais miss a play, I let him know you're better than that, and I expect you to get him next time because we know we think that so much of each other.
I got you. Avery, I appreciate you doing this. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
I had a great time.
Ashlyn, that was Avery Jones.
That was. Well, thank you, Avery, so much for taking the time to be with us today. And thank you all for tuning into this week's Ozone Live. We'll see you next Thursday for the next one.